Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, you know, it's springtime, and I love going to nice, crisp white wines, well, a little bit of fruit in them, and doggone it, if I don't have to pay an arm and a leg, I'm even happier. Could there be something like that in the world?
Well, in my humble opinion, Riesling just doesn't get enough respect in the U.S. There seems to be a perception, perhaps brought on by such large production wines like Black Cat and Blue Nun. I mean, that's all people thought of when they thought of German wines for a long time, that Rieslings are sweet and flabby. And while some Rieslings are intentionally vinified to the sweet end of the spectrum, what makes the good ones work is a really lovely, bracing acidity, which can balance the sweetness of the fruit and introduce a fascinating tension between the fruit and the acidity. And for me, that's what makes Riesling such a wonderful, wonderful wine.
The other thing for me is no two are alike.
That's true. That's true. Many Rieslings are ranked according to the level of ripeness from QBA, which is going to be sort of your entry level. They're on the less ripe end of the scale, to Baronauslese and Trockenbaronauslese, which are almost dessert wines in their sweetness.
They're
phenomenal. And the wines will be very aromatic and showcase flavors that will run the range from lime, green apple, lemon, peach, pineapple, and apricot. So that's a little overview. Here are three I enjoyed quite a bit. From the Mosel-Land Co-op in the, surprising, Mosel Valley, is a brand called Carl Joseph, and this is a Peace Porter Mikkelsberg 2020 vintage QBA. Peace Porter refers to the town nearest the vineyard, and Mikkelsberg refers to the vineyard. This wine is bright, pale straw, highly aromatic, and shows classic apple and peach flavors. It's just off dry, and there is an attractive, almost mouth-watering acidity that supports the fruit. This one is a little different because it was a blend of Müller-Thurgau and Riesling, but it's very pleasing and enjoyable. And at $13.99, it's quite a good value.
It sure is.
So, from a producer called Nagelsfort, and we will put all these on the website, in the Baden-Baden area is a wine called Berglieb. And this is a Riesling Trocken. Trocken means dry. 2020 vintage. This was totally different from the Carl Joseph, and perhaps more what I would think of as sort of a modern style of Riesling. The wine is bone dry, almost steely, nice aromatics with citrus and peach notes over lean, crisp grapefruit and lime flavors. Very nice minerality. $20.99. Very stylish wine. And then lastly, from the Leonard Kreusch, is the producer. There's another Peace Porter Mikkelsberg, also from 2020, but this time it's an Auslese. Auslese denotes a later harvest wine where the grapes are specially selected and have a relatively high level of sweetness, but also they have this big acidity. So this one did not disappoint. Full-bodied and rich with honeyed flavors of pineapple and ripe peach and apricot. Great aromatics and a refreshing acidity and minerality in the finish. This was stunning. I really liked it. $18.99.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a deal.
That is a deal.
For my wine of the week, I was torn between the super dry Berglieb and the opulent hedonism of the Leonard Kreusch, but ultimately, the Leonard Kreusch 2020 Peace Porter Mikkelsberg Auslese was the absolute outstanding winner of my wine of the week this week.
I believe you. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.